This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, sex, murder, and videotape. The Secret Life of Bob Crane becomes a major motion picture. But first, when Bobby Sherman was on his way to becoming a heartthrob, he was first the house singer on a 1960s television show called Shindig. When the really famous acts were too busy to sing their hit songs, Bobby Sherman would step in. Mr. Sherman went on, of course, to become an international sensation among the Clearasil set, the cute boy next door who sang clean songs, loved his dog, and pined for the girl next door when he went away for the summer. Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, Julie, will you still be there? But being a teen idol has only a short shelf life. You can ask Fabian, David Cassidy, or Davy Jones. So years later, when there was a shortage of trained emergency medical personnel in California, Bobby Sherman again stepped in. Today, Mr. Sherman, who's also a producer and director, is a volunteer reserve officer with the Los Angeles Police Department and teaches emergency medical techniques. He joins us from our studios in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, and please call me Bobby, it is an absolute pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and help us recapture the thinking that made you take EMT training.
Well, it really started back when my two sons, Christopher and Tyler, who are 14 months apart, they would invariably fall down and get scraped knees and bloody nose, and I became the resident medic. So I kind of went to the first aid station at Red Cross and said, you know, what can I possibly know about how to take care of, you know, minor injuries? And I just kind of had a knack for it. I don't know what it is, but it was one of those things that I said, well, you know, now that I know a little bit, you know, especially when I see traffic collisions and all that and people are standing around not doing anything, because not that they don't want to do something, they just don't know what to do. And I kind of took it upon myself to say, you know, I know a little bit, let me help. Then I just kept right on going and started working with the Los Angeles Fire Department, and then I started becoming an EMT, then an EMT-D, which is defibrillation, and then about 12 years ago, I became a sworn officer with the Los Angeles Police Department as a medical trainer. And then the last 3 years, I became also a sworn deputy with the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. So my plate is full, but it's, for me, I'll be honest with you, Scott, it's been a way of kind of giving something back to the community. It's been so good to me for so many years.
You get recognized in the street?
Oh, yeah. I found out that I've really become a human placebo. A lot of times I'll get people that are in tremendous agony for one thing or another, and they're all of a sudden they look at me and they look at my name tag and say, you're Bobby Sherman. Well, my daughter had your picture all over her wall, and it's, you know, I cannot tell you what a pleasure. And all of a sudden, they forgot what was bothering them in the first place. So it really does work well. I thought it was going to be a negative, but it turned out to actually be a positive.
Every now and then, you see an account of a former teen idol who's not as happy as you are, who hasn't made the transition to another passage in life as well as you have. I wonder if you've known some of these people, if you've met, if you've talked, what you think maybe the difference is in your own lives.
Well, I won't mention any names. I have definitely run into a few people that have had that unfortunate circumstance where I think they think the money will never end, and then they don't know what to do, and then all of a sudden they're introduced to this wonderful world of drugs out there, and next thing you know, they're doing a slow but sure suicide, in a lot of different kinds of ways. And people often ask me, you know, what would you tell the next, teen idol that's going to be coming up? What would you advise them? And there's only one responsibility, I think, that they owe themselves to, and that's their fans. And if they let their fans down by what they do in their personal lives or whatever, then they're in the wrong business, and they should know better, because it'll go fast if you let other people come in and start telling you how terrific you are, and then you start believing them.
Well, Bobby, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
Scott, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and keep up the great work and the success, and God bless your fans and you, and be well.
Thank you. Well, we're going to go out with our favorite tune of yours. I'm taking a shave out of the sun. Speaking with us from Los Angeles, Bobby Sherman, emergency medical technician in Los Angeles County and a sheriff with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office. Easy come,
Is it gold?